Good afternoon, and thank you for coming to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom has just arrived, and he's had good news. He's got over the last obstacle since his stroke, and he's been given the go-ahead and a clean bill of health on his driving from the Department of Motor Vehicles. So he's a happy man, and God took him through it. God is so good. He's wonderful. We're going to have a wonderful time this afternoon. So you just adjust your volume and get everything just right, because Brother Freedom is going to be anointed by the Holy Spirit. And if you listen for the next few minutes, I believe your life's going to be touched in a wonderful way. Father, thank you for your goodness and answering prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you took Brother Freedom through that DMV test. We all don't like that, but we're glad when it's over. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Amen.
We just want to welcome all of you throughout the world. We don't know where you are, but our audience is all the unseen. So I don't know you and you don't know me, but maybe we can come together with God's help and move in the Spirit. The Spirit is something that unites us together anyway. So His Spirit brings us together. It doesn't make any difference. We're from different countries, different things. We probably have little tastes or colors and everything's a little different, but we all work through the Spirit of God. And I believe today that God wants to touch us in a very special day, because I truly believe His coming is very soon. I believe in His signs, the times, or everywhere. Declaring. You know, this is what happened in Kansas. That's telling us His coming is soon. On the East Coast, at the same time, hope was going off in the ocean. And you know, I was thinking about it. The Lord's been prodding me in this direction. But the way we're going, the insurance company are going to be out of business. Or they're not going to be able to pay claims, because there's too many claims to take care of. As a nation, we're not going to have enough money to help all these different situations that's coming as what we call crisis. There's things coming to pass. It takes a lot of dollars to help, to reconstruct, to redevelop, to re-educate, to re-put people in different locations where they can have a livelihood. And sometimes they have to re-educate to their calling. They have to think about being a plumber or a welder or something, just to be able to make livelihood through life. And we're at that time when the Lord's coming soon. And I believe that all these other things that I mentioned are only secondary. The primary, the main objective is Lord our God. He has a day appointed very closely, very shortly, that all men are going to stand before Him at that day. And the Bible tells in one place, will we be able to stand before the Son of Man? Will we be able to stand before the Son of Man? Unless we have the right credentials, unless we have the right acceptance of Jesus as our Savior, we won't have that being able to stand before the Lord Jesus. It takes part of God to be able to stand in Him. I was just thinking last night very vividly about our lives are so without God, they're questionable. They're without any backbone. Without the Lord, we're just wishy-washy. We don't really know where we're at. We're like a fish out of the water. And truly, that's really right. We need to realize that God is our eternal parent. Until we make that connection through life, we're lost. We're desperately going in the wrong direction. And that's why we need to take choice to choose right now to start thinking about we need to follow God. And as a nation, to the world, out there wherever you are, you need to believe this day. You need to be at right, at peace with the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to have a belief in your heart that God's not going to ever leave you. He's not going to ever forsake you. And that's what we need to have, and we have to work on this constantly to keep that in there, to be a protective vessel for God. And God's calling us as people to be alive unto God, dead in sin, wise unto the Lord, and know the things of the Lord. But I'm going to read a few scriptures that the Lord put on my heart. And maybe it'll come out what we've already spoken about. And 2 Corinthians, the first epistle of Corinthians, it's in the 25th verse. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. For ye see that your calling, brethren, how that not many mighty men after the flesh, not many mighty or many noble are called. God said it takes, you're not going to get what you want and what you need to be able to survive just going down here to a, even to a church that doesn't really have a direction. God wants our lives to be where no mistakes. It's not something you're guessing, but just living reality. God wants you to be a vessel of praise. For it says, God hath chosen the foolishness of this world that he might confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. What's all this mean? It means that without God, we haven't got power. We haven't got strength. We've been taught to go to Sunday school and to read a few Bible stories and once in a while go to church a few times a week or so, but that was all right. But you know, God called me about 30 years ago and said it wasn't all right. He showed me way back 30 years ago that his church was going in the wrong direction. Now, this is 30 years later, and we're really going the wrong direction now. The church is walking in the Spirit. But I see a lot of churches that are not really bound by the Spirit of God. Their callings, everybody is called as men see it. When people are called to be pastors, they're more or less those who were supported by the men or the women of the church, that they might be a vessel used for God. But God's calls, his calling, is without repentance. And the base things of this world, the things that are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and the things which are not to bring to not the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him ye, of Christ Jesus, who God made in us in his wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as he has written, he that glory, let him glory in the Lord. I believe that God is coming back very soon. And I believe that he sees a church is not very depth in the things of God. There's more stories about Jabez and things like this than there is anything spiritual about the Spirit of God. You know, I have to say that God has taught me through the Spirit, but also I've read the Word. I tied my time reading the Word. And I find in no place in the Bible, without the Spirit of God, you're without hope. The Holy Ghost is the one. He is the supervisor. He is the leader. He's the leadership to get to God. Now, if we was living in heaven, it'd be different. But God gave me this morning, showed me one thing so vividly. We have to change now. We don't change in heaven. You change now, and when you get to heaven, God's going to give you a new hope, a new strength, a new hope, a new power. But you've got to do the changing now. Now is the accepted time. It isn't that old philosophy. If you just come to this, people that have a certain sign, shingle out, if you go to that church for 90 years, you've got to make sure you're in heaven. Well, it doesn't say that. We need to realize that we're a spirit-built being, and God must touch us in spirit and in truth. The Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit, and the truth is the Word of God. When they come together, it becomes a powerful, like dynamite comes in a powerful way. It does the same thing for us. We start having our things in our minds working through our own mind intelligence. And our intelligence takes us down sometimes to the things of the Lord. But God's here to do a supernatural work in us last days. He's here to bless people. He's here to anoint you. He's here to strengthen you. And he's here able to be your guide. He's able to uplift you. He's able to hold you, just like what's happened to me. I went through a stroke, and then DMV took my driver's license, but they didn't actually take it. They said if I didn't come through these tests, I had no more license. But you know, God was on the scene, and God blessed me. God moved upon me in a mighty way. You know, out there today, whatever you're in life, you need the help, the influence of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. You need them desperately. Some of you don't even know what we're talking about because your church, the church, that's what I want to speak about. The church is a place to get us to Jesus. It's just for baby Christians, basically. It's a place to draw people to being saved. But after they're saved, they should come in tutorship with the Holy Ghost. They should come in being active power of God in them, alive. That God restore you. He would bless you. He would show you signs and wonders. He would show you great and mighty things. He would uphold you, uplift you, encourage you. Without the help of God, we're so short-handed because we don't have the right things that we need available to live this life. We find ourselves coming short on having love. We find ourselves short on being in a walk of faith. We find ourselves short in just having compassion. We have the opposites. We have anger. We have that pride. After a while, we incorporate a bunch of bad things in our lives, and we live with them. Well, most everybody, we go to bed with them, you get up with them, and we need to be set free from these enemies of the cross. These are enemies of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. The Bible says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant. That's what it means. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, going around as a roaring lion, seeketh whom we may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren in the world. And the Bible says, be ye strong in the Lord and the power of his might, put ye on the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness, and high places. All these things that come against us, if we have the Lord Jesus Christ, there's no problem. Because greater is he than the things that come our way. But if our lifestyle is such a way that we have no power of the Spirit, I tell you, the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. For the foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, for they're spiritually discerned. So we need the Holy Spirit to help us, to strengthen us. And when it comes to push to shove, if we don't have the Spirit of God, we don't have the credentials of God and want us, we're helpless. And we're hopeless. We have nothing. We don't have the answers. And when we have brothers and sisters in the Lord, we want to help them. We can't pray for them because we're living a shabby life off from the Lord. But God wants the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to be strong. Be strong, Lord, in power and might. We might put on the whole armor of God that we might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We need to put on the whole armor of God. Have the shield of faith, the one we quench the fiery darts of the wicked. The helmet of salvation, which is the sword of the Spirit. Praying always in all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And many of you out there, I know you don't pray in the Spirit very much, or if any. When you pray in the Spirit, it gets a lively, it gets you power. It rekindles a supercharged vehicle from God inside of you. It sets your being toward holiness. It sets your being on the things of God. And this is what the church needs this day. I'm desperately trying to get this down on the solid rock today, but we all need a real new power with God. We don't need the old man. The old man is deceitful. The old man will pull us down. We might be a new man in the Lord Jesus Christ, that God would supernaturally bless us, uphold us, enrich us in a very special way. But the coming of the Lord is very soon. He's coming through the clouds of glory. We need to say, praise ye the Lord, Come, Jesus, come quickly. But many people can't pray this. He's coming for those that's looking for his coming. Can't you see it? You might say, well, I don't know about these. That's what I'm saying. We need to be alive in God. We need to be alive in the tooling that God's given. The tooling he gave us was the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus paid in full that we might receive redemption. But after that, we had a gift from heaven that would help us to the day that we pass through this life, that we would be automatically on fire for God. And one day we would just go from this world into that world. But that's not taking place. Only a few people. God is not slack concerning his promises. Not many noble are called. Not many mighty. But those are called by God. God supernaturally calls. But he called me. The people around me didn't want nothing. They still don't want nothing to do with me. But I guarantee you, God is God. And he's real. And he makes things happen. And he'll make the church on fire. Without a vision, Bible says, my people perish. The Spirit of God will give you a holy vision. And he'll give you an up-to-date vision also. He will make you walk before him with love, with peace. That you want to give your all to the Lord Jesus Christ. That you want to walk in his love. You want to walk in his blessing. You want to walk in his peace. You might walk in his anointing. You might walk by being his child. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they cover me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my hand with oil. My cup runneth over. My cup runs over. Surely in goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor what way of the sinner, nor sins the seed that's scornful. Blessed is the man that walks not in the way of the world. Blessed is the man that don't follow carnal ways. Blessed is the man that just says, go down here and get, say, education by carnal devices. God wants to bless that one that will walk spiritually. God wants to walk, bless that one that will be baptized by the Spirit of God, that they have a special design from heaven. They would walk under God's tutorship. They would walk under God's anointing. They would walk under God's direction, that they would no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God wants to touch you mightily, old church. Arise. God wants to heal you this day. He wants to uplift you. He wants to encourage you. But you go in the wrong direction. You've not included the Spirit of God. You're walking in your own behavior. You're walking in your own intelligence. You're walking in your own calling. And these things are not good enough. You need to have walking in the Spirit of God. You need to be alive in the Spirit of God. You need an up-to-date experience with God that will have you to walk above to reproach. That you'll be on fire. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Your heart will just burn with the Spirit of God. Your heart will just love the Spirit of God. Your heart will move on people through the Spirit of God. And you don't do that in the natural man. The natural man's body is very hard. The natural man's body is very devilish. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. For the foolish and unto him, neither can he know them, for their spirits are discerned. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And God said, oh church, arise, arise, for I've called thee, for I'm coming soon, my coming is soon. Look up, my people, where are you? Where are you? My people, I've looked for you, and I don't see you. I look for you in my places, but you're not there. I don't see you around my Holy Spirit. I see you other places. I see you in the world. But my word says, love not the world. Neither the things of the world. Any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not him. Casting off all your cares. You need to cast off this network of evilness that has you surrounded by a net of troubles. It'll bring you down to a place that you'll find no return. You'll find no hope. But I have You have hope this day. If you'll call on me, I will show you great and mighty things, and I will save you, and I will rework you, and I shall move upon you in a mighty way, and I shall give you favor, and I shall give you uplift from heaven, and thou shalt be like the stars, and I will, my glory will, and you will see that what this servant is saying is truly from me, says the Spirit. You'll know that my spirit is alive. And when you've been walking too many years on dead things, and when you walk in deadness very long, pretty soon you are dead. And my church is very dead, says the Spirit of God. I need my church to be alive, that they would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And they would be led by my spirit. My spirit is looking constantly for those who will follow. But he finds few that will be able and available. He finds those that want to, but they want to do their own thing. They don't listen to him. They want him to listen to them. And I say, that's not my spirit. That's the opposite. That's flesh getting in authority. I come to set my people free. I've called my people that they might walk in holiness. They would want to walk as a people justified by the living God. They'd want to walk in holiness. They'd want to walk seeing great things happen. And I say, if my people will come close, they shall see this. But if they deny it, they will miss out on what I have for them. But I say, heaven is about ready to open. And when it opens, time will stop here upon this earth. A lot of things. The dispensation of the Christian will be gone. Now many of you will be here, but you'll find yourself without remedy. You'll find yourself without hope. You'll find yourself being lost. And you will have to pay the price through giving your life. And I say many of you cannot do that, said the Spirit of God. And I don't ask you to do that. You need to change now. That that day will not come upon you unaware. My word says, be careful that day that doesn't come upon you unaware. And that day is very shortened. It's very certain. It's very sure. You need to prepare for heaven. Heaven is coming. Now is the accepted day. Now is the day to plan for your salvation. For your salvation keeps you to eternity. Don't lose it, my people. Don't lose it. Don't give it over to the enemy. You need to seek me and I'll set you free. Come to me. Come to me and I will uphold you. Come to me and I'll set you free. And I will give you a new hope, a new strength, a new power, a new direction. Come, my people. Come. Come and I'll bless you. Come and I will help you. Come and I'll be with you mightily, says the Spirit of God. Father, we thank you for your word. I thank you that you spoke to your people. Thank you that your people hope they receive it with gladness. Father, I receive it. I've received everything that you went through me. And I'm going to lose it. I'll have to listen to it because it just goes through me. But Lord, I thank you for what you give. Thank you for this wonderful day. And I pray that you'll bless your people mightily for those that call upon you and really mean business. I pray that you touch them in a mighty way. Out there for this day, we know that if you have needs, call them and we'll pray for you. We'll pray with you. We'll pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. We love you all. God loves you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. I'm not trying to hurt nobody, but we need to realize that Jesus coming is soon. God has opened the windows of heaven for his people at this hour. Be prepared. Be ready. God bless you all. Love you. Bless you.